This is Stephanie Roth, and it's time for Bud. But can you open your eyes wide? Now, can you close your eyes tight? Open, close. Open, close. That's a blink. Now, can you close one eye and keep the other eye open? That's a wink. Wink, blink. Wink, blink. Wink, blink. Now, close your eyes, and I will tell you a story. Penelope was covered in prickles. Each prickle was long and sharp, and those prickles kept her safe. But one day, Penelope lost her balance when she was climbing down from a tree and fell right on her prickly bottom, and one of her sharp prickles poked her.
Ow! Ow, 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 owie, owie, ow, ow, that hurts!
That night, Penelope announced,
I don't want any more prickles. I want to be a prickle-free porcupine.
But, darling, said her mother,
Oh, I don't even think that's possible, said her father.
It is, Penelope insisted. You just have to pluck all of my prickles off.
Pluck your prickles?
Yes.
All of them?
Yes.
But you'll be naked.
It doesn't matter. I don't want prickles.
We can't do that, Penelope.
Well, then I will find someone else who will.
And Penelope marched right out into the forest. And that's when she saw her friend Rabbit.
Hi, Rabbit. Will you please pluck my prickles off?
Why?
Because one of them poked me and I never, ever want to be poked again. It hurts and I don't like it.
Oh, it sounds like you're afraid. Maybe I can help.
How?
Well, I can show you how to be brave.
How?
By getting poked with one of your prickles.
But it hurts a lot.
Rabbit took a big breath in and said,
Yes, but I am not afraid. Poke me, Penelope.
Penelope poked.
Well, that wasn't so bad. I think you need to keep your prickles. They help you.
No! I don't want any more pokes. They hurt.
Penelope ran into the forest, and that's when she saw her friend Bear.
Bear, please help me.
Oh, what do you need, Penelope?
I need you to pluck off all of my prickles.
But, Penelope, you need your prickles.
No, I don't, and they might poke me again.
Oh, I see. You are afraid of being poked.
So?
So I can show you what to do. I close my eyes, and I think about honey. Gooey, sticky, sweet honey. Okay, I'm ready. Poke me, Penelope.
Penelope let three of her prickles poke Bear, and Bear didn't even flinch.
Oh, see? Being poked isn't so bad when you think about honey.
Well, it is for me.
And Penelope ran deeper into the forest where she saw her friend Fox.
Fox, you have to help me.
Yeah? What do you need?
I need all of my prickles plucked.
I don't think that's a good idea. Those prickles protect you.
But they hurt when they poke, and I don't ever, ever want to be poked again.
Oh, well, I know what to do. Pokes only hurt for 5 seconds.
Watch.
Fox took one of Penelope's prickles and stuck it in his leg while he counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He pulled it out. See? All done. Bear and Rabbit caught up to Penelope. Rabbit said,
Penelope, maybe you need to try getting poked again before you pluck all of your prickles. I don't think so.
Bear said,
We'll help you, Penelope.
And Penelope looked into the gray face of Rabbit and the brown face of Bear and the red face of Fox, and they were all smiling. Penelope thought,
Don't they know how much my pokes hurt?
She realized that they did, and that they all wanted to help. So Penelope said,
Okay. Rabbit said, take a big breath. You can be brave. You can be brave.
Bear said,
Think of something happy, like honey.
Fox said, And I'll count to 5, and it will all be over. Then Rabbit said,
All right, Penelope, here we go. 1, 2, 3, poke.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I did it! Ha! I did it! I did it!
Penelope smiled, and all of the animals cheered.
Yay! Penelope, you did it!
You did it! You did it, Penelope!
I knew you could do it, Penelope.
And the poke didn't hurt as much as the worry. Ha! I think I will keep my prickles after all.
Penelope sure has some great allies. Allies are people who want the best for you and help you when you need it. They are the very best kind of friends. Can you think of someone who is an ally to you? Someone who wants the very best for you and helps you when you need help. Can you imagine your ally's smile, their voice, and how you feel when they are with you? Even thinking about someone like that can help us feel strong and brave. And that is a good thing, because sometimes we have to do things that are scary, and they might even hurt for a little bit, just like Penelope. Have you ever had a shot? Shots feel a lot like Penelope's prickles. They hurt when they poke. But Penelope learned a powerful thing. The worry and fear about being poked hurts more than the actual poke itself. Can you imagine the needle of a shot? It looks big and scary, but you are prepared. You can take some nice deep breaths like Rabbit to calm your mind and relax your body. Ready? Breathe in and out. 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 Now you can imagine something happy like Bear. Bear loves happy thoughts.
Yeah, like honey.
Can you imagine something nice and happy? Good. Now you can count to 5 like Fox. Can you count with him? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And you can remember that you have allies who want the best for you and will help you when you need it. You are powerful, and you can calm your worries and fears. Repeat after me. I am prepared. I can handle this. I can calm my worries and fears. I have allies who will help me. That is so good. When you practice this, you can feel strong even when you have to do something that feels scary and might hurt a little. Let's squeeze all of our muscles really, really tight, like we are frozen solid. Ready? Squeeze. Keep going. Now, when I count to 3, imagine warmth melting all that tightness away. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Now we feel relaxed and warm and ready for sleep. It's time to dream and wish, wish and dream. Dream and wish, wish and dream, sweet child. And remember, you can be brave when you are prepared and you have allies that will help you. Wink is a production of BYU Radio. Good night.